AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Another victim has been found from Tuesday morning's massive mudslides that destroyed some 100 homes in Montecito, California. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says 18 people are now known dead.
It goes without saying how incredibly devastating this situation is for their loved ones.
Five people are still missing since the disaster. United Nations human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says President Trump's remarks yesterday about immigrants from Haiti and Africa could endanger people's lives.
This isn't just a story about vulgar language. It's about opening the door to humanity's worst side. It's about validating and encouraging racism and xenophobia.
In a tweet this morning, Trump wrote he didn't say what's been reported out of his meeting with senators on an immigration proposal. Lynn Patton, New York and New Jersey regional director of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, says Trump believes in equality.
I know this man. I know this man's family. They absolutely support fair and just treatment of all individuals.
New figures from more than 10 years ago show government payouts for claims against members of Congress or against their offices. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The payouts covered claims made against congressional members or their staff between 2003 and 2007. Nearly $300,000 was paid out to settle 13 claims over that time period. The allegations included sexual harassment or sex discrimination, according to the Committee on House Administration. Not included in the newly released statistics are any names or identifying information. In recent months, a half dozen lawmakers have been forced to resign or give up plans for re-election amid allegations of sexual misconduct in the wake of the Me Too movement. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. A young Florida man is the sole winner of that $451 million Mega Millions jackpot. AP's Ed Donahue tells us more.
A post on 20-year-old Shane Missler's Facebook page says, "Oh my God, he bought the winning Mega Millions ticket at a 7-Eleven store in Port Richey, Florida. He plans to get $282 million at once instead of more in annual installments." Missler says although he is young, he's taking a crash course in financial management. His plan is to take care of his family, do some good for humanity, have some fun along the way, and cement a path to financial success. Lottery officials say the money will be paid to a trust set up with Missler as the managing member called Secret 007 LLC. I'm Ed Donahue.
Charleston, South Carolina police say a motorcyclist survived a 75-foot fall after being thrown from his bike in a crash early this morning. Police say he's in a hospital but does not appear to have life-threatening injuries. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.